This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 patients in Colorado are disproportionately Black and Hispanic. That's according to preliminary data from the state. Latino people make up about 22% of Colorado's population, but they represent about 28% of the state's COVID-19 cases. Black people are about 4% of the population and represent about 7% of cases. The state has seen around 7,700 total cases of COVID-19. The Denver City Council has asked Governor Polis to freeze rent payments. Denverite's David Sachs reports the governor says he doesn't have the power.
On Monday, the council unanimously approved the proclamation. It's a symbolic, albeit official, gesture. The document asks Polis to put a moratorium on rent payments for tenants of homes and businesses struggling to pay because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Polis said he can't upend rental contracts, but the city's letter claims otherwise, that his emergency powers extend further than he's reaching. David Sachs, Denverite.
The council also called on federal officials to put a moratorium on mortgage payments. Bears are starting to wake up from hibernation. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that means it's time to keep food out of cars and to lock ground floor windows and doors. Officials say pet food should be brought inside and that people should temporarily stop filling bird feeders. Chilly temperatures this morning have broken records across the state. It was 7 degrees in Colorado Springs this morning, 11 in Grand Junction, and 19 in Denver. Those are those cities' coldest temperatures for this date since 1933. Colorado Springs and Denver will have highs today in the 40s. This is CPR News.